This is GQDN for Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a game coming out soon, and some early concepts for another game as well. And Call of Duty is done on PlayStation 4. But we begin today with Rock, Paper, Shotgun, because they're talking about Wizards of the Coast, because they missed a deadline for Magic the Gathering Arena Union. And according to the organizations, WOTC, bosses have so far replied to only press inquiries. That's what the union workers did claim. But they are confident that the recognition is inevitable. The developers did announce that they have voted to unionize last week because they wanted to join the Communications Workers of America. And as dubbed, United Wizards of the Coast, CWA. The new organization will push for better protections against some layoffs and return the office's policies, generative AI adoptions, and mandatory crunch. That's what Rock, Paper, Shotgun is saying. But Damian Wilson did write an announcement press release. Quote, "This isn't just something that affects Wizards of the Coast. It's how most American workplaces are set up. Investor profit above all. Even if it hurts those behind the products as we know and love. Unions are missing the counterweight to protect our craft," end quote. Now, the group did set a deadline for May 1st for the voluntary recognition of their union by the Wizards management. Wizards did acknowledge that they had received the filing and they are reviewing it carefully. They're adding that their employees are the lifeblood of what makes them great, and they are committed to making a workplace where every person is heard, valued, and supported. Now, the 1st of May has come and gone, but the union workers has also said that there has been no response. The statement follows, quote, "Management claims to be committed to ensuring every person is heard, valued, and supported. However, when we spoke up about our desire to unionize, they responded only to the press. We still maintain that success of our union is inevitable. The company has witnessed tremendous outpouring of support and positive attention that our campaign has received from public and the press. They have received our voluntary recognition letter with the names of supermajority of the arena team. We are confident that we are going to win recognition of this union. It's only a question of time," end quote. Now we go to GTA 5. Because GameRant.com did say that the marketing rights have been finalized for PlayStation. And that's according to an interview with Take-Two's CEO, Strauss Zelnick. And Zelnick did say that the marketing deal between Take-Two and its corporate partners had no impact on the decision to make Grand Theft Auto 6 a console-exclusive title at launch. Now, marketing rumors amid the chaotic time of GTA 6, because this is the most anticipated game this year, is only 6 months away from launch right now. In a recent review of Rockstar Games, did post Glassdoor, they accused the game developer of forcing some hard crunch conditions on GTA 6's QA staff, with the shifts could last until 3 a.m. local time. And the Glassdoor reviews are anonymous. Any posts that were there could be taken with a grain of salt. But Grand Theft Auto 6 is scheduled to release worldwide on Thursday, November 19th, and they did partner up with PlayStation, which means all the advertisements for the game would go through a PlayStation 5. But how much should it cost? Polygon did say that, according to one of the Bank of America securities stock analysts, should cost about $80. And we're talking about Omar Desoki, because he was talking about the potential cost of Grand Theft Auto 6. Here's what he said. Quote, "We think it's in Take-Two's self-interest as a publisher and partner to make too many developers to raise the price point for the entire industry," end quote. Now, I did comment what was reported by Seeking Alpha that came after Icon attendees claim that they have difficulty selling their games for $80 if GTA were cheaper. Suzuki did also believe that the gradual increase in the use of AI will, quote, raise the value of games to consumers, end quote. And like I said, this is going to be possibly one of the biggest games of all time. It's most looked forward to. That said, if it's not the biggest, it will be in the terms of scale and content. And Strauss Zelnick, as what we know as the CEO, was talking to Bloomberg that the expectations around the game are, well, he said, quote, terrifying, end quote. And that's following up with the goal to deliver to consumers something that has never been expected before. Here's what the CEO did say, quote, we really do aim to deliver highest quality entertainment on Earth, and that's costly. And AI influence is notwithstanding. We have seen those declines yet. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. End quote. But he did say that the price tag would be very reasonable. So how much will it cost? We'll see. But this one doesn't cost anything anymore. Call of Duty has called it quits on the PlayStation 4. Polygon gives the story because on Monday, the official Call of Duty X account did say, quote, not sure where this one started, but it's not true. The next Call of Duty is not being developed for PlayStation 4. Now, the last Call of Duty hit for PlayStation 4 was Call of Duty Black Ops 7. And that was the 13th game of the series to show up on the platform. And it was the 6th in a row to be published on both PlayStation 4 and 5. Well, it was also on Xbox One and Xbox Series X. But now it will not be on PlayStation 4. That's a little less for the PlayStation 4. Too bad you can't connect a controller to that one. Well, this one at least. PC Games N did say that the Steam controller stock has been sold out in minutes. But maybe you can still get something. The stock for that controller was gone in 30 minutes. Most regions already showed up as out of stock. And selling out of the Steam controller, well, it's a hot item, at least. But then PC Gamer went over to eBay, and it did show a lot of listings for the Steam controllers with a pre-sale confirmed, pre-order confirmed, or see description in the title, revealing that the seller hasn't actually in possession of the Steam controller yet. So yep, up on eBay, you could see the prices at $194 to $232. That did happen, so just be careful out there if you want a Steam controller. But if you want something else to help out with your voice, if you're doing any audio stuff like I do, The Verge did say that Orchid will become available very soon, well, basically May 11th, for $650. And what that does is it goes with the instruments and some voicing. It doesn't not appear to do any gaming stuff. But if you are doing some voices or you want to put some audio tracks over your gaming recordings, why not? That does look pretty good. So do these. PC Gamer says that Logitech's got some mice, and they were talking about the Logitech Pro X Superlight 2 decks and the Logitech Pro X Superlight 2, and they showed some pictures about that too. Now, the Find My Mouse and the Mouse Guesser mode, according to PC Gamer, was underprepared, and they had to guess the mouse based solely on the silhouette. Now, the new mode's in beta, and it has a task of database over 100 gaming mice, 3D scans, and different angles. It gives you a silhouette, and it makes you guess the mouse. It could be anywhere from big games like Razer, Logitech, and some more obscure W Mouse, G-Wolves, and Final Mouse. But if you do want one, you can look at findmymouse.com and check that out. Now we get to some games. This one is very, very early concept. Sonic the Hedgehog now has some adventure concept art. And Sonic's Adventures were released on Dreamcast and followed a DX version on the GameCube in 2003. Now, the Adventure series is still loved by many fans. It's part of Sonic's 35th anniversary celebration. And there's some very interesting artwork with all of that. The 35th anniversary for Sonic is still going on. And the fourth movie, Sonic the Hedgehog 4, will be in cinemas next year, March 19th, 27. But there's a game that's coming out this June. If you like your fighting games, Pure Xbox did say that UFC 6 is releasing this June. June 19th, to be exact. And it'll have some stuff to it. It'll have the Hall of Legends and Legacy that will let players experience some of the stories of the UFC greats or carve their own path. Pre-orders are now available for the EA Sports UFC 6 on the Xbox Store. I would imagine PlayStation and PC as well. $70 for the cheapest part for the base game, and you go up from there. Have at it, people. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.